telling truth. I don't know if any of you heard that a month ago in Macon, Georgia, 4 prisoners escaped. And as of just 2 days ago, all were captured. Now, I'm not advocating for prisoners escaping from jail. I'm not advocating for prisoners. I'm not even sure of the crime that landed them in jail. But my point is this. When all of them were captured at different times, all were still within the state of Georgia. And I immediately began to think, why would they go through the trouble of planning an escape, pulling it off, and then staying in the state, making their capture almost inevitable? Then I began to think how we too do the same thing. We pray for change. We say we desire different. We say we want more. We say that we're tired of this, bored with that, and not satisfied with whatever. But we tend to have a habit of, as soon as we start moving in the direction of freedom, because we refuse to move outside of our comfort zone, because we fear change, because we pull back and are standoffish when it comes to approaching the unknown, because we're not comfortable in different circles of people who have a different origin or background than ourselves, because we put up all of these walls, we never really free ourselves, but we find ourselves either recaptured and brought back into similar situations, or even into new shackles that limit the freedom God has ordained for us to walk in. We're on the cusp of entering into a new year, a time when resolutions, vows, and commitments of change and a new path will be at an all-time high. But unfortunately, by spring, a lot of those resolutions and vows and commitments will be broken. Why? Because we struggle to discipline ourselves. We struggle to discipline our minds to stand against our fears, to push through temporary discomfort for true freedom. We struggle to embrace what is unfamiliar. We struggle to enter into new territory. We struggle to go places we've never been before. We maintain a mindset that allows us to struggle with things that keep doors closing, that keep us out of the reach of the opportunities that are available to us. In Joshua 1:9, the scripture reads, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." This morning, I want to urge you to create a freedom plan. A plan to free yourself from whatever binds you. Whatever has been a stumbling block in your path. Whatever has been holding you back. See, and a lot of times, what's holding us back, we have become so comfortable in, till we don't even recognize that we have become comfortable in shackles. The Word of God tells us that He has not given us a spirit of fear. So that concludes us to believe that fear must come from the one who has set out to steal, kill, and destroy what God has purposed for us. I say to you this morning, pray. Stay in the Word of God. Prepare yourself for temporary discomfort in exchange for the joy of true freedom. Prepare yourself for the unfamiliar. Prepare yourself to deal with people from all walks of life. Prepare yourself for a new path in exchange for the victory from every yoke that enslaves your ordained purpose. Remember, when you start your day with truth, blessings throughout the remainder of the day is inevitable. And when you commit your heart and your mind to the studying of the Word of God, you lay a path for uncompromised joy. Be blessed.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. Come on. Come on. What you say? Come on.
Dog child of new nation, and we feel alright. Well, alright.
Yes. Yes.